Hey yo, what is up everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcast. How is everyone doing today? We have a lot of fun things coming for you, and I just want to talk about some of the stuff that has happened, you know, over January. I mean, a lot of crazy stuff, so let's get into it. So, literally when January started, I thought this was going to be a good year. You know, it's the start of a new year. We have a lot of good things coming for us. I just got a new job working at Oldies XL, and it's just going to be great. Everything's just going to be fine. Well, little did I know, it wasn't. It went from rent being screwed up to being a little late. Then it went from me paying double to my car. I literally paid like $900 for 2 months, pretty much, as like a car payment, which I didn't even know I did that. But I'll get into that in just a couple minutes. And then it turns out Oldies XL, the job that I was supposed to have, the guy had an emergency and he went on emergency leave. And now I'm pretty much out of a job, but I still work there. I'm still on the books, so, but I'm not working. Like, all these things could have happened, couldn't have happened all in the same month, and it did. With rent being late, paying the car double, and then, you know, me not really working at Oldies at all. It just sucks that I had to go through all this extra shit because of just dumb luck, I guess. And it really sucks. Because I'm just, like, annoyed that all this shit had to happen. And now I'm really upset. Really am. So I don't even know if I'm ever going to go back to Oldies. Like, I have no idea what's going on. And it's weird. Because, like, my mom keeps asking. She's like, when are you going back? When are you going back? Well, here's the deal. I don't know. I never know when I'm going back. I will never know. If I knew, I would. If I knew if I was going back, I would definitely tell you. But I don't have a soul anymore. After this month of January, it's been nothing but hell. And I've done nothing but gone downhill all of January. And I feel like it's going to get, like, I hope it just, this is the end. I hope there's no more, like, screwed up things happening, because I am simply tired of, you know, fucking, like, getting fucked over. Tori and I got fucked over so bad this month, and I'm just done. I'm severely done. Like, I'm hoping February is going to be better, but who knows? Like, this is to the point where I was just at the point of giving up. Like, I was literally thinking to myself, like, I gotta give up. Like, this is it. I'm signing off. I'm giving up everything. And I literally thought that. Like, I just gotta give up because now nothing's working. But at the same time, if I give up, the people who are my haters, the people who don't support me, they're gonna be like, oh, I told you he was gonna give up. He's a little pussy. So I'm just gonna keep going. But yeah, literally all this bad shit happened to me. It just put me in a weird depression for a bit, you know, where I did want to give up, and I contemplated on a lot of things, contemplated on where life's taking me. It just wasn't great, and it still isn't great. I mean, yeah, it got progressively better, but, you know, between the rent, then my car, then the oven break, and then the job, and then it just, I'm glad I didn't quit my job that I have now, to where I would be out of a job. And yeah, I still do Lyft, but that's not the point. Fact of the matter is, I could have quit my job for no reason and just said, you know what, I got a new job where I was working part-time, could have been full-time. But, you know, I didn't do that. Thank God. And I have to say, I love my job. I do. But it's just, I don't know. Like I said, this month has just been bad. And I just been in a weird depression. So I don't know what the hell to do or what's going on. So it just sucks. It really does. And you know what? I'm going to have to live with it like that. I really am. You got to live with the punches. You got to roll with them. You can't just give up. So that's the goal. We're giving up. Or we're not giving up. We're just going to keep going. I talked to Jason Lee a little bit too. I mean, Jason Lee's been on the show once. And, you know, Jason told me, like, look, like, you know, in sight of all the bad things. Actually, what was the quote that he told me? It was a great quote. Said, look at it this way. Someone's going to put you on the air, and because of unseen circumstances, it's not happening right now. Not because of your talent, because of something out of your control. I've known so-and-so for over 25 years. If he thinks you're good enough, you must be good, so don't give up. That's what he told me. And Tori told me not to give up. And, you know, I want to give up. I do. But if I give up, it's going to make the haters win. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want the haters to win. And guess what? I am going to knock down any hater who hates me, Tori, or my career. And I am going to beat them. So that's exactly what's going to happen. So that's what we're going to do. But, hey, it is what it is. Like I said, it's been a screwed up month. And it's almost over. Tomorrow's the last. Actually, it is going to be the last day of the month when this comes out on Wednesday. So, yeah, it will. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Looks like there's some people right next to me testing a dirt bike. They're literally just riding around the dirt bike in the parking lot. You know. Oh, well. Hey, so a couple announcements. My 500th episode, that's going to be premiering next week. And I was supposed to have an interview with Wolves of Glendale. I don't know what's going on with these guys. I'm on the phone with their publicists. And we were supposed to do a pre-recorded interview yesterday, but I get an email, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got to reschedule. I'm like, reschedule? What are we rescheduling for? And he's just like, we just got to reschedule. I'm like, okay. So I texted him today. I'm like, hey, like, what are we doing? Are you going to reschedule? And he's just like, well, you know, I got to look at their schedule today and Wednesday. I'm just like, dude, I could be like, 1,000 things could happen between now and Wednesday, and I don't think people realize that. Like, I run a very tight schedule, and I have things that I want out. And the fact that I keep telling these guys, like I tell all my fans, oh, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Like, no, we're not going to do this. I'm not going to be that guy who just keeps sticking around and being like, oh, yeah, we got this person coming up and this person coming up. Like, we're not doing that. So I don't know. I mean, I hope they come on the show soon. Who knows? Hopefully. Because I just want to, I want them on the show. You know what I mean? That's all I want. I just want them on the show. But I can't have what I want. Not all the time. Ugh. I'm tired, though. So, Tori and I have been watching Tulsa King, and I have to say, this show is really one of the best shows ever. Like, I love it. I love Stallone. I love, Martin Starr in it. I love, Stallone's sidekick. I forget his name. It's a black guy. I can actually tell you in 2 seconds. I'm on episode 3, or 4, actually. We're on episode 4 right now. What's his name? Tyson, Jay Will, great guy. And, you know, everybody, I made this thing yesterday. Like, I said this to Tori. I'm like, everybody who works with Sylvester Stallone, they are going to have a bright career ahead of them. Because no one just works with Stallone and then, like, they don't get anywhere in life. Like, if you work with Stallone, you're going to have a great career going forward. I guarantee you, 100%, anybody who works with him will have a great career. And you know what? That is going to be something big for, you know, Jay Will, Martin Starr, Andrea Savage. Or actually, yeah, Jay Will. Yeah, that's his name. Okay. I thought I was, like, screwing up his name. But anybody who's, like, a young guy working with Stallone, you're going to have a bright future ahead of you. It's just, it's inevitable. This guy is a big-time actor. And if you guys don't know who Martin Starr is, he was in Freaks and Geeks. He was in Silicon Valley, The Lifeguard, Adventureland, Spider-Man. Yeah, he was in all the Spider-Mans. Knocked Up. Let's see, what else was he in? Superbad. What was he in Superbad? I don't remember seeing him. This Is the End. He had a cameo in there. What else? Honey Boy. I don't know. The Hulk, the Incredible Hulk. Was he in that? Well, I never saw that movie, so I can't really. But yeah, this guy was in a bunch of movies. And Jay Will, he was in Rob Peace, Tulsa King, obviously. Buffed Up, World is Bond. He's a young kid, so he'll have a good career ahead of him. He will. But, hey. Anyways, yeah, Tulsa King's a great show. I enjoy watching it. I think Stallone's character is so funny. It's so good. And you know what? And it's coming back for a second season. So that's going to be coming out very soon. And Taylor Sheridan's the one who created it. I would love to have him on the show. Talk to him about how he started. I heard him on Joe Rogan not too long ago. And his story was great. It really was. Let's see. What else did he make? Taylor Sheridan also was the creator of Yellowstone. And 1883, 1923, Bass Reeves. I want that show to come back. Like, I know it was just a one, like, season show. But they could bring it back. They honestly could have brought it back for, like, a second season. You don't have to leave it off with one season, which I know how most shows are, but the show was good. Mayor of Kingstown. I heard that was a good film. Or a good film. A good show. So, I mean, who knows? This guy is, it's pretty good. I like it. I like it a lot. But, hey, I will do that. I will say that. Are they done test riding the bike? It'd be great if they were. Anyways. Yeah, I don't know. It's like I said, it's just been a screwed up month, and I'm just not happy. Really, I'm not. And I don't know what's going to happen with oldies. I mean, yeah, my mom keeps asking me, like, oh, did you find out anything? Did you find out? I don't know. I honestly don't. Like, I really want to be at that job. I really want to be on air. That is something, like, everybody who knows me, that was the first thing I wanted to do getting into this job. I wanted to be on air. And radio is such a competitive gig. It's one of the hardest jobs to get into. It's the easy job to get out of. But a majority of people who work in radio want to be on air. I will admit that. I know a lot of people who want to do other stuff in radio, but this is something that I always wanted to do. I wanted to be on the radio. I wanted to do something different with it. So that's something that I want to do. And you know what? It's going to happen. one way or another, it's going to happen. I don't care when. Actually, I do care when. I have a schedule I want to keep. But I vow and I promise you, this year, I am going to be on air, either at Oldies XL or MGK or somewhere. I am going to be on air. I do not care where or when. I just want it to be before I'm 30. But it's going to be this year. This year, I'm going to be on air. Just trust me on that. I have a lot of ideas. I've been working really hard on a demo. When you work on the radio, you got to have a demo. But I've been working very hard on a demo. I've been getting some stuff, I've been working on some stuff, working on my delivery, working on what I should say. I have a lot of stuff coming your way in this year. And you know what? This is the year where I make things happen. This is the year I fulfill my dream of having my own show on the air. That's what it is. I have to do it. I have to. It's not a if I make it on air, it's when. It's going to fucking happen. It's going to happen. There's no way, no how. So that's the goal. Going to be on air. So that's coming. Very soon. Stay tuned for that. Because that's what I want. And I'm going to grab it. I'm going to grab that job by its neck. And I'm going to hold on to it and get what I want. That's what you got to go for. You got to go right for the jugular when it comes to stuff like this. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. But, yeah. That's what we're doing. So, in any event, I feel like I talked a freaking lot. It's only been 16 minutes. You know, when you work on radio, you only get like 30 seconds to talk. 10178. Georgie in the morning. You know, and that's the other thing. Everyone's like, what's going to be your stage name? I'm like, I don't have a stage name. Tori thinks my stage name should be Robbie G, and I like the idea that she's coming up with. Like, Robbie G is a great name, but think about it. Robbie G sounds like a rapper. Like, doesn't it sound like a rapper? What do you think? Robbie G. Yo, this is Robbie G playing the new Lil Wayne or Drake album, and he's talking about drowning in the pussy, but he swam in the butt. It's the motto. I don't know any rap songs now. Okay, we're going to play Astronaut in the Ocean, Robbie G on 99.7. Rapping Robbie here. It's exactly what it's going to be like if I was on like a rap station. Rapping Robbie here, Robbie G hanging out with you today. Hey, so I got some great music coming your way. I got some Lil Drake, got some Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj. Oh, here's my favorite, Truffle Butter. Only on 99.7, Rapping Robbie. Like, think about that. It'd be great. You know, I thought about that, too. Like, imagine working for a rap station. That would actually be pretty fun. I think it would be awesome, honestly. But, you know, I don't know. That would be pretty fun. I don't know anybody that works for a rap station. That would be pretty cool, I think. Oh, well. Yeah. Also, Tori and I are planning to, like, go on vacation soon, and I'm just, like, kind of wondering where we're going to go on vacation, because we have an idea of where we want to go. It's just kind of where are we going to go, and when are we going to go? Because we want to take, like, a week off, I think, around her birthday and go to Colorado. And I don't know, like, we're still looking at details. But I've never been to Colorado. I wanted to go. Like, we tried to go so many times. There's one place in Colorado that we'll go. It's called Crested Butte. And Crested Butte is actually it's a really great town. It's a small town. And I feel like it would be really fun to go because I've never been. She's never been either. But, you know, it's just something that we want to do. I don't know, she was showing me videos of Colorado all last night, and I'm just sitting there like, this looks pretty nice around September, it really looks nice, But here's the deal. We don't want to fly into, like, Denver or Monterey or Colorado Springs because Crested Butte's so small that where you live or where we want to go, Crested Butte's in the middle and it's so small. And if I fly into Denver, it's a 4-hour drive. If I fly into Colorado Springs, it's a 4-hour drive. If I fly into Monterey, it's a 2-hour drive, which it's so freaking annoying. Like, there's no direct flight to where we want to go. And when, if there is a direct flight, it's like $10,000 just to get the flight, and there's a layover. I mean, look, I don't care about layovers. I don't mind it. So it's just a money issue. Once I figure out what's going on in the next, like, 2 weeks, then we're going to make the decision whether we're going in September or not. Personally, I want to go to Florida, but, you know, I'd rather do Colorado. Colorado is probably one of the best times out there, and I'll be taking a week off. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Anyways, yeah, so we got some fun stuff coming your way in the next couple weeks. Jason Martinez, the 500th episode, and then, you know, more interviews to come, hopefully. That'll be fun. There's a lot of stuff I'm going to be doing, too, which I'm really excited for. But, yeah, I just don't know what's going on with Wolves of Glendale. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Maybe I can get this guy on the show. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, this is the year where dreams happen. No ifs, ands, or buts. Dreams are going to happen this year, and that's what I'm going to do. So, sticking with that. All right, so here's the plan. Let's take a break. I've been talking for 20 minutes straight. Take a quick little break. I'll come back, and we'll talk about... I want to talk about the NFL. Because the NFL, I feel like it's rigged. I really do. I feel like the NFL is rigged, and you know what? I honestly think it is. So, that's my story. Yeah, let's take a quick break, play some music, and we have a new trailer out for a new movie. It's a new skit, but I mean, it's a movie. It's going to be called Bah! That's what we're going to do. New movie coming out. I got to make that trailer tomorrow. I'm going to do it later. I was at work today. And after, like, 9 o'clock, there's nothing going on. Or, I'm sorry, after 8 o'clock, there's really nothing going on. Every Tuesday, I went in there, did a show, and then I get there, I'm just like, what am I doing here for the rest of the day? So I went and worked on my demo. I mean, that's the thing. I'm going to work on this demo, and I'm going to make it the best demo ever. I'm not going to tell you guys when I'm going to send it in either. No, I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to do it inconspicuously. And, you know, hopefully things work out. I'm hoping for the best. I'm not going to expect anything because I haven't really expected much anymore. And I've been praying all night, like, hey, like, you know, can you please, like, give me a sign that things are going to be okay? I got nothing. So, you know, that's what we're going to do. Pray for the best. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Let's need to take a break to rest my voice. All right, we'll be back.
I missed a payment? When? When would have I ever missed a payment? Okay. I'm a little upset. No, I don't want to throw this on you, but I'm just upset about this whole situation. Okay. So, how do I rectify this? Purchase another... Sir. I was not informed about any of this. I waited on any info about this. I was told, hey, you... You don't owe us money. We owe you money. You have a credit. I got several notices in the mail about this, that there was a credit on my account, and nobody told me anything about this. Please post me, patch me into your sales team so I can kill them.
But in the control room, they call him Billy Mike.
Billy Mike. Billy Mike. Billy Mike. 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 Billy, Billy, Mike. Billy, Billy, Mike. Mike.
But in the control room, they call him Billy Mike.
Are you a small business owner? Do you want your business to be promoted on all social media platforms? Well, feel free to email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business on Spotify, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, for just a small price. So email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business.
Like that song, I Got Bills by Lunch Money Lewis. Whatever happened to him? That was like, whenever somebody makes a hit song, they run off the face of the earth. Let's see, whatever happened to Lunch Money Lewis? Because that guy was really cool, and that was a really great song. So let's see, here we go. He is 36 years old, and he has been doing his thing since 2014. He's been rapping and singing and producing and all that. Bills was his breakout. And after that, he got the first top chart of America as a songwriter due to his credit on Minaj's Super Freaky Girl. So he's really not doing much. Let's put it that way. It's just Bills is his only song. Bills, Whip It, Ain't Too Cool, Ho, Heaven on Earth. Let's see. Donald, Who's Up, Make That Cake by Doja Cat, or featuring Doja Cat. Pony, Cheap, Money Dance, Ocean featuring Meghan Trainor, and Don't Stop featuring Trinidad James. I don't know. I never heard any other of his songs. But Lunch Money Lewis, that was a great song. And I wonder if he would ever come on the show. That would be pretty cool, actually, to get him on the show. But I don't know what he's doing, so I can't really... I mean, I'm sure there's a way to get him on the show. There's no possible way that he would definitely just, like, not pass up a good opportunity. I mean, it's a TJTV podcast, for fuck's sakes. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do, you know? It's a great show. I listen to it all the time, mainly because I'm the one doing it. But, you know, if you get on the TJTV podcast, it's just, like, great. All right, let's see. Yeah, I don't see him anywhere. I mean, that would be... maybe this is him. Yeah. He's followed by Daryl Sabera. The guy that played Junie in Spy Kids. Hey, there we go. Like I said, you gotta do what you gotta do. Anyways. Yeah, so I think the NFL is rigged. I honestly think that stupid fucking football game is rigged. Every game. Not just not just one, every single one is rigged. It is. And you know what? I'm going to tell you why. Because every time there's a playoff game, and this is every time this year, there's always been one team that would do good in the first half of the game. And then during the second half, they would just die. They would lose everything. So the fact of the matter is that these teams are like the Lions, for example. They were annihilating the 49ers. And then they just decided to lose. I mean, they literally could have won. Like, what is your deal? You literally had the chance to win and you lost. Because the game is rigged. Simple. The game is fucking rigged. And everyone thought, like, there was this whole conspiracy going around that the 49ers and I think the Ravens were going to be in the Super Bowl. Well, they got that right. So they obviously stuck with some sort of the script. But, you know, the 49ers lost. And you know what? They won and they're going to the Super Bowl. So I guess they stuck with the script somehow. I don't know. It's just crazy how these games are scripted. And, like, nobody even, like, realizes it either. I believe most of these games are fixed. I could be wrong, but, you know, I believe a lot of playoff games are fixed. Hence why the Eagles lost. The Eagles were 10-1 at one point. And then they just, like, got killed every other game. Or every single game, really. So, yeah. I believe every playoff game is fixed. And I believe that the playoff game is going to be... The Super Bowl game is going to be fixed again. I see the Chiefs winning. And if the Chiefs win, you know, everyone's going to be pissed because Patrick Mahomes doesn't need another ring. But hey, you know, everyone favors that. And guess what? There's a theory going around. When the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce is going to propose to Taylor Swift. And guess what? The Swifties are going to be all over. Oh my God, Taylor Swift got engaged to Travis Kelce, and her cult's going to be following Travis Kelce and their relationship, and then they're going to break up, and then she's going to write a song about him. See, that's the thing. Taylor Swift has no creativity whatsoever, and the fact that she just writes songs about her breakups just makes me think, like, how much of a horrible person you could be. Like, I would never, if I ever broke up with Tori, or if I ever broke up with somebody, I would never berate them on the internet, or nationally, or go on national, like, MTV, not national, I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying, go to a record label and bash them, and say, you are a horrible person, you broke my heart, you cheated on me, like, that is so horrible. Why would you do that? I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate. I used to like Taylor Swift back in the old days, but she's just too much for me nowadays. Like, and it's funny, her fans. I love her fans that just say, like, "Oh my God, she's the best thing ever. She's so down to earth." And you know what? Maybe she is down to earth. She's probably the most down to earth person out there. I mean, I don't know. I never met the woman, but you know, her fans think she's probably so down to earth, and they try to be so much like her that they're not like her, and they just wind up being miserable and rude. I mean, I know a girl who is exactly, you know, quotes Taylor Swift and quotes kids and says, like, you know, I'm the most down-to-earth person, but in reality, if I say hi to her, she tells me to go fuck myself. So, you know, hey, it's not me being jealous. It's me making a point. Like, don't say that you're the most down-to-earth person and then change your mind and tell someone to go fuck themselves. Just don't do that. It's not how it works. I'll never forget, there was this one girl who I had an attraction to, and I would talk to her, and she would completely blatantly ignore me, and I asked her, I'm like, why do you ignore me? And she was like, that's my way of communicating. I'm like, that's not communication, that's just blatantly ignoring somebody. Like, shit like that. I thought it was funny. My way of communicating is not talking to you. So that's my communication. It's just crazy. Oh, boy. Some of the shit that happens. So, Vince McMahon, he got arrested. He quit the WWE because of sexual allegations against him. And I just find that kind of fucked up. Like, I don't know. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, Vince McMahon leaves because of some sexual allegations, and Tori put it best. If he, the reason he left is because he knew what he did was wrong. Like, this guy sexually assaulted women, and he did it, and he's guilty for it. So, you know, he should have left. And you know what? I also read that WWE is shutting down after 2024. Or the WWE Network. It's crazy. It really is. Vince McMahon, I mean, it's like another Joe Paterno. It's going to die from heartbreak. The Garcia twins released a statement on allegations against Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis. Nikki Bree reacted to Vince McMahon. Let's see. Ex-WWE star Davey Boy Smith Jr. reveals reaction. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. It's from WWE. Okay, whatever. What's his reaction? It doesn't really tell much about it. Let's see. What are people saying about Vince McMahon? I mean, it was a big topic for discussion, you know. Let's see what the Garcia twins say. Okay, Nikki and Brie Garcia as the Garcia twins on January a lawsuit. She alleged that McMahon and Laurinaitis is engaged in sexual assault and trafficking of her. A spokesman for McMahon later said a lawsuit will replete with lies. They released a statement. We are shocked and disheartened with the recent allegations against members of the WWE. It's been a lot to process since we found out this past week, just as you all did. This is something we don't stand for or condone from anyone, no matter who they are. We want women to feel safe and supported in the workplace of their everyday lives. That was nice of them. So, yeah, I say good riddance. Fuck you, Vince McMahon. Go fuck yourself, you fucking little, you know, rapist. Honestly. Big ass rapist. And, you know, people condoned that shit too back then, and it was like a big thing. And that's the thing that I don't understand. I really don't understand what. Like, I guess my whole point is, if this was happening, why didn't you come out and say this a long time ago? Why did you wait? And a lot of people say, oh, they didn't have a voice, didn't have a choice. They had a choice. Like, say something. That's all you gotta do. Once you say something, maybe it would have been better. That's all you gotta do. Say something. And like, a lot of people are afraid to step up and say something. And then when they do step up, they get fired. I get it. But, you know, that's what I would do. Say something. Who cares? If you want to feel safe in your workplace, feel safe in your workplace. That's all you gotta do. So, yeah, well, the NFL's rigged, and Taylor Swift just pisses me off, and all that shit, so. Go fuck off, all of you. Oh, well. In any event, yeah, I'm just tired, I guess you could say. I'm tired of a lot. Ready to go home and take a nap. I gotta get up early in the morning, work on my demo and other stuff. Yeah. Oh boy. And no, I don't hate Taylor Swift either. Well, actually, I do hate Taylor Swift. Now I do. No, but her Swifties are like a cult, though. It's kind of scary if you think about it. It really is. It's really kind of nuts. And people are defending her, too. But, oh well. It's nothing we can do. It's nothing anybody can do. I don't know. And now I'm reading stuff about, like, World War III and then the soldiers that got killed and A.J. Brown's a topic of discussion on X now. It's just crazy. Oh, well. I just don't get it. Oh, another sexual assault case. Four NHLers, Carter Hart, Michael McLeod, Dylan Dub. What the fuck kind of last name that? And Cat Foote have been directed to surrender to London police to be charged with sexual assault connection in an alleged incident that occurred in 2018 hockey event. I know Carter Hart. Isn't that why he went on personal leave? He definitely did. Carter Hart went on personal leave the other day. If now I remember correctly, I read that. Let me double check because that was something that happened. Carter Hart. Let's see. I believe that he took a leave of absence. Wow. Was that because of that? I believe that was because of that. Had to be. I'm trying to find it real quick so I can, like, prove my point because I remember someone posting it. Well, people post so many fucking pictures. It's so ridiculous. But I know Carter Hart was actually not a bad person, too. Like, he was a really great player. Okay, news update. Carter Hart has requested being granted as an indefinite leave of absence, citing personal reasons. Yep, I was right. I was fucking right. Wow. That's crazy, man. That's so crazy. That's so bad. Oh, well. Kind of feel bad. But I don't. Oh, well. Let's see. Anything else going on? I don't think so. Really not much. Yeah, like I said, I will let you know once, you know, you'll know firsthand. If Wolves of Glendale come on this week, that's great. If they don't, then... oh, well, I'm not going to hold it against them. And if they don't come on, then we'll just do another episode just to get to 500 by next week. So, that would be fun. Anything else? I don't think so. Really not much going on. Yeah, I think when I go home, I'm just going to take a nap. Because I am tired. I'm tired. I'm ready for bed. So, we'll see what happens. Well, there's really not much going on, I guess. Today's Phil Collins' birthday. Yeah, that's really it. Oh, well. Anyways. I think I'm going to go. Yeah, it's probably a good thing to go. But yeah, no, those are my stances, and I believe every single one of them. All right, so I'm done. I'll see you guys later. Like I said, you'll be the first to know once Wolves of Glendale, if they come on or not. I feel like there's some more I wanted to talk about, but I don't think there is. Nah, we'll be fine. Yeah, I'll be fine. Anyways... I'm out of here. Love you all to death. If you guys are new, like on Spotify, Google Podcasts, TJTV6, and producer TJ995 on TikTok. Yeah. Just a venting episode today. Maybe go have segs. Maybe, I don't know. All right. And yeah, this episode is probably going to sound like shit because I'm using my phone and I... didn't really have time to record it in the studio today because I was busy actually working on something that matters. So, you know, we'll figure that out. All right. Love you all to death. I'll see you guys later, and bye.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white